Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
If you love listening to our stories and meditations, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there, an extra story each week to relax to, and so much more. Join us on Patreon to help us grow and bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands apart as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of energy. Feel the warmth in your hands. Now slowly move your hands apart, then towards each other, now apart again, then towards each other. Can you feel the energy ball growing warm? We're going to help it get even warmer. Relax as you hold the ball, and let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath filling up your chest and belly. In and out. as you breathe, more love fills the ball. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Your body is still relaxed. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Even more love fills the ball. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the love to melt gently into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out as you enjoy the feeling of love warm your body. Now that you are feeling love, let's share some with the world. Again, hold your hands as if you had a ball and feel the energy between your hands. Relax as you hold the ball. Think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. Feel that love filling the ball in your hands. The ball gets warmer and brighter as love pours into it. Imagine the ones you love, your school, your town, your country, or the earth, and hold the ball of energy out. Imagine your ball of energy surrounding the ones you love and let it go. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy. Keep your hands on your heart, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is A Birthday Search. A woman stepped into the room where the family computer was kept. Kelly, the computer, was sleeping on the big desk in the corner of the room. The woman sat down in front of Kelly
and gently tickled her keyboard to wake her up. Kelly yawned and awoke as her screen slowly brightened. She silently greeted the woman, happy to be able to help her. Kelly wondered what the woman might need from her today. Almost every day, the woman needed to use the email services on Kelly's hard drive. Often, the woman used programs installed in Kelly to write letters or other documents. And sometimes, the woman just liked to play the games that were inside Kelly. Kelly always liked that, because it was fun to watch the woman smile while she played. But Kelly's favorite thing to do was help the woman find things by using her internet search engines. Kelly never stopped feeling amazing by how much wonderful information she could help the woman find. Once Kelly had heard the woman talking to someone about what she called the old days, before Kelly existed. The woman said that in those days, people didn't have computers in their house and could not search for information or pictures so easily. It was very hard for Kelly to imagine what that would have been like. Kelly wondered what the woman would like to do today as the woman put her hand on Kelly's mouse. Kelly's little white cursor, in the shape of an arrow, glided over to the internet browser icon. Oh yes, Kelly thought excitedly. We're going to look for something. Kelly watched very carefully to see if she could figure out what the woman needed. Kelly liked to find things for the woman as quickly as possible. But sometimes it was difficult to understand what the woman wanted, and when this happened, Kelly and the woman had to look at many pages before they found just the right thing. But other times, Kelly guessed it right away. She was always so proud when she guessed what was needed quickly. So Kelly watched carefully now. The woman typed in the word bakery. Ooh, Kelly had an idea. Kelly guessed the woman wanted to find a bakery located nearby. So she rolled up a list of bakeries in town, with the closest bakery at the top of the list. The closest bakery was only 10 minutes away from the woman's house. The woman immediately clicked on the closest bakery, the one at the top of the list. Kelly had guessed right. That is what the woman was looking for. Kelly felt a sense of satisfaction that she had guessed correctly. Once inside the bakery website, the woman moved Kelly's cursor to the section of the website that was about cakes. There were many descriptions of different types of cakes. Kelly knew cakes were usually for happy times, so she figured this would be a fun search. Kelly displayed pictures of chocolate cakes, vanilla cakes, and cakes with strawberries to the woman. Then, Kelly showed her cupcakes and pineapple upside-down cakes. She even showed the woman a flourless, gluten-free cake and a low-carb cheesecake. Finally, Kelly found a pull-apart cupcake cake in the shape of a rainbow. It was so happy and bright. Each cupcake had part of the rainbow. It looked really delicious. Kelly knew the woman must really like this cake because she told Kelly to save that page. Now the woman was typing something new into the search. This time, the woman wrote the word toys. Oh, thought Kelly. First, I searched for a cake, and now I'm searching for toys. I know what this is. It's a birthday. Kelly began to get really excited as she pulled up lists of stores with the best toys. At first, Kelly showed the woman pages of baseballs and basketballs. Then she showed the woman pictures of stuffed animals and dolls. The woman looked carefully at the photos, but didn't click on any pictures to get more information. So in the background, Kelly kept searching for different, new types of toys to show the woman. She wished the woman had given her a clue to know what kind of toys to offer. How old was the child having a birthday? Kelly wondered to herself. Well, maybe something musical would be good, she thought. Music is for all ages. So Kelly showed the woman some options: toy pianos and a colorful xylophone. But that didn't seem to work either. The woman did not click on any of those pictures. What about art? Kelly offered the woman pictures of crayons, markers, coloring books, paper, and paint. Nope, that wasn't it either. What did the woman want? Then Kelly realized that maybe the woman didn't know herself what she wanted. After all, the internet offered so many options that sometimes it was hard to know where to begin. Well, Kelly would suggest a few more ideas, one at a time. Hopefully, she could help the woman find just the right birthday present. Then, Kelly had an idea. Maybe the woman wanted something for the child to build. Kelly found a kit that helped children build a robot, and another kit that contained science projects. The woman didn't click on either of those. Maybe the child having a birthday was a little bit too young for that kind of toy. So Kelly next found some building blocks. The woman moved Kelly's cursor arrow to the blocks. Okay, yes, now we're getting close, Kelly thought excitedly. Kelly showed the woman wooden blocks and plastic blocks. The woman moved the cursor to the wooden blocks. Kelly then showed the woman two options. One was a set of blocks with letters on them, and the other was a set of blocks with pictures on them. The woman moved the cursor back and forth and back and forth between the two options. It seemed the woman was thinking hard what to choose. Finally, though, she chose the blocks with the letters on them. She put the set of blocks into the virtual shopping cart inside of Kelly. Feeling satisfied, Kelly began to show the woman wrapping paper and gift bag options, since she figured a birthday present needed to be wrapped. Sure enough, the woman clicked on some gift bags, finally settling on a bag with pictures of balloons on it. The woman thought so too. She clicked on it right away and put it into Kelly's shopping cart. Then, with Kelly's help, the woman paid for the items in her cart. After that, the woman searched for birthday party games. Kelly showed her lists of many games, and the woman clicked on them to read the directions. The woman seemed to like some of the directions because she asked Kelly to print them out. Finally, it seemed that the woman had everything she needed for the birthday. The cursor arrow moved to the top of the page, and the woman clicked on the big X in the corner of the page. The search disappeared. Kelly's job was done. Wow, what an amazing thing the internet is, thought Kelly to herself. We just planned a whole birthday party. The woman stood up and walked out of the room. Kelly waited a few minutes to see if she would come back, but she didn't. Kelly yawned and slowed the fan inside her. As the fan quieted to a stop, the brightness of the little computer screen faded a little. Kelly snuggled into her spot on the desk, feeling thankful. She felt grateful that she had a warm and dry desk to sleep on. She felt grateful for the amazing internet that helped her help the woman find anything in the world. Most of all, she felt grateful that she could help out with planning such a nice birthday party. Kelly took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Then she took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Finally, Kelly took one more deep dragon breath, in and out. And Kelly's screen turned off completely, and she fell asleep, dreaming of beautiful cakes and wooden building blocks. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Ah Wei Island. See you next time.